plain and simple. Reasons why God wants you to ask questions. Amen?
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, he be having his reasons.
He be having his reasons.
Amen.
Amen.
When you ask a question, you got a reason for asking it.
Yes.
You ain't just asking questions out the blue.
Right.
The Bible said in Matthew 7 and 7, ask and it shall be what?
Given.
In prayer, he encourages you to ask.
Uh-huh.
That's what he do. Give me Matthew 7 and 7. If y'all ain't got it, I got dudamus up here, got it.
Keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking. Keep on asking.
Amen.
See, when you ask God for something, he answered you yet? What he keeps saying? What the word keep mean?
Continue
doing it.
Uh-huh.
Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking. Keep on asking.
Amen.
I told you in the word of God, God has many verbs.
Mm-hmm.
He got many adjectives.
Mm-hmm.
He going to describe and he going to give you words of action. Keep is an action word. That means don't stop doing it. Don't stop knocking. Don't stop asking. Ooh, I got some nuggets for y'all today. Amen.
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 When we define question, I had to go over that scripture first, get your mind together, because some of y'all cloudy. Get them clouds out. Look, I want you to do like this. Get out clouds. Y'all might drop a spider out your head. Anything like, won't you? I come out your head. Something up there, crawling.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
When we define question, we never think about that, huh? Mm-hmm. Defining what a question means. Mm-hmm. We just so used to asking them. Mm-hmm. We don't even never ask what they mean.
To inquire about something you don't understand.
To inquire.
Amen.
About something you don't understand.
Look for clarity.
To look for clarity. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Something to gain knowledge or insight.
I wish I had a bell up here. I think I'll let her ring. I think she on it today.
Amen.
She doing her lead word. Her lead word is to inquire about something.
Amen.
Anybody else?
To seek a solution.
To seek a solution.
Yes.
Y'all writing these definitions? Because they mean all that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
To get strategy.
To get strategy. To put in some chess. You make your move, I'm going to make mine. So I need to ask a question. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
When we define question, it's an expression and a sentence or gesture used to seek information. Clarity. Who said clarity? Amen. A concept to test knowledge. Mm. It prompts a response or an explanation. You ever seen people, when somebody asks them a question, they get mad?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Either they figure the person don't need to ask you that because they already know. Or either they think the person is trying to be smarter than you.
Mm-hmm.
And use their intellect on you.
Mm-hmm.
So they go, arr! They start balking. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He know why he laughing.
Oh my goodness.
So they get upset. Because they think you smarter.
Mm-hmm.
But you only asked the question.
Right. Yes.
Right. My God.
What's the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
Peace. What's the big deal? In the name of Jesus. Amen. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus. Because you know what I'm talking about. When we define answer, God be dealing with me, Chad. What is an answer? Sometimes it's the answer you want to hear. Sometimes it's the answer you don't want to hear.
Amen. Amen.
But either way go, prepare thyself.
Amen.
If God say go, go. Mm-hmm. If God say don't, don't. If God said this, do this. Mm-hmm. We don't sometimes want to hear the answer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know why we don't want to answer? And we don't ask the question. Because we don't want to do it. So we just play like we don't hear. We just play like we don't need to know. When we define answer. What's an answer? We always get an answer, but we don't never ask what it mean. Mm-hmm. What it mean? What is the definition of answer?
A solution.
Mm-hmm. Answer.
To understand.
Amen. Should have been it yesterday. We had a powerful lesson on understanding. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. We was talking about how people just got some bad understanding.
Yes, Jesus.
To understand. Mm-hmm. Shade, you got one? Look at that them little eyes doing it. I can see them in them glasses moving.
The correct response.
See what I'm saying? I can see them eyes moving.
She cold.
Yeah, she is. She's a bad girl. She said a correct response. Because when you ask a question, you don't want any old answer.
Right, 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 right.
You
right.
want the correct response. Right. Why waste your time asking something and it's the wrong answer? Wait, you're like, oh, Lord. That was a waste of my time. And depending on who you ask, sometimes they don't want you to get the right answer.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
They doing it on purpose.
Yes. Jesus.
They want you in the dark. But that's when you got a God that you can ask for wisdom from.
Yes.
Who give it freely.
Amen.
Amen.
Before I forget, I want to give y'all a nugget. At the end, I'm going to give you a question. Your nugget today is, if you can allow God to change your mind, you can change your life. Wow. He said, renew the mind.
Yes.
And that's real.
Yes.
We get in our own head. Ever heard people say, I was in my own head? Get out, Jed. That ain't a good place for you right now.
Right.
If you can allow God to change your mind, think about that. Mm-hmm. You can change your life. Mm-hmm. You'll be on the Mount of Transfiguration. Mm-hmm. Where you can come down with your glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
Ooh, Jesus, I got something for y'all today. Amen.
Amen.
Even Jesus himself asked questions.
Yes.
Go to Luke 2 and 46 through 47. Because guess what? He was seeking understanding. Mm-hmm. Read it.
3 days later, they finally discovered him in the temple, sitting among the religious teachers, listening to them and asking questions. All who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers.
Amen.
Amen.
You heard that word? What she said back there? Understanding.
Mm-hmm.
his understanding and his answers, mm-hmm. and asking questions. Mm-hmm. Even Jesus asked questions. Mm-hmm. Did you hear him say he was sitting amongst the kindergarten cheering? Did you say he was sitting across the barroom people? Did you hear him say he was sitting at the crack house? He was sitting amongst the elders mm-hmm. and the priests, the people who had information. Yes. So he could ask questions and download it for his understanding.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Amen.
Go to James 1 and 5.
Amen.
Because when you get understanding, see, God got me on this understanding this weekend. When you get understanding and you ask questions, it brings about this. Mm-hmm. James 1 and 5.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Mm-hmm. They give it to all men liberally, yes. and upbraid it not.
Amen.
And it shall be given you.
Yes. Amen. Amen. So when you ask questions and you allow God and you follow what he say, it give you wisdom.
Amen.
Wisdom is the what? Principle thing. What is the principle? The first thing. When you walk into a school, who you run into first?
The principal.
Mm-hmm. When you need answers, who you go to? The principal. The teachers go to the principal. Everybody go to the principal. Because she the head. Wisdom is the head. It's the principal thing. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible states that when we ask questions in a spirit of humbleness with a desire to learn and not with a desire, of accusation and rebellion, that is the proper way.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You need to, God said, you need to ask questions in honest doubt. Not to be challenging, but in honest doubt, when you really don't know. You honestly don't know, that's why you asking. Mm-hmm. You're not asking because you're trying to challenge a person. You're not asking because you're trying to win one up like you're better than them. Mm-hmm. Or you're trying to out-teach them. Mm-hmm. That's not what you ask questions for. Mm-hmm. You ask questions, the Bible say, in honest doubt. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you a question because I don't know. Why ask the question when you think you got the answer? Go to Habakkuk. When we was cheering, I used to say, go to Huckabuck. Go to Huckabuck 1, 2, and 3. Go to Habakkuk 1, 2 through 3. You got it?
Oh, Lord. How long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save. Why doest thou show me iniquity, and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that raise up of strife and contention. Is that it? Mm-hmm. Habakkuk 1, 2, and 3?
Mm-hmm. Habakkuk 1, 2, and 3. Okay. Why? Read it again. Why shall I what?
He said, O Lord, how long shall I cry, mm-hmm. and thou will not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou will not say. See, ESV.
Say the same thing. What you say, lady?
How long, O Lord, must I call for help, mm-hmm. but you do not listen? Violence mm-hmm. is everywhere I cry, but you do not come to save. Must I forever see these evil deeds? Why must I watch all this misery? Wherever I look, I see destruction and violence. I'm surrounded by people who love to argue and fight.
Amen. How long, Lord? That's a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long must I wait to keep going through this stuff before you deliver me?
Jesus.
Habakkuk. Asking a question, waiting for an answer.
Yeah.
Look at your neighbor and say, long as God tell him to wait.
Long as God tell him to wait.
What you say, Pastor, about waiting yesterday? Don't hurry up to wait.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
wait to hurry up or something you yeah. told me.
If I like to hurry up and wait.
Yeah, it's always good to hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
It's the oxymoron. It sounds like it don't make sense, but it makes sense.
They sit in the military all the time.
They do, yeah.
Hurry
do.
Up and wait, yes.
Yep, yeah. Hurry up and wait.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Bible says that there was skepticism and arrogance. This was used to test. To test him or trap him. Such as the Pharisees. The Bible says you got a Pharisee spirit. When you ask questions to trap. When you ask questions to be skeptic. To be a skeptic. Go to Matthew 12, 38 through 42. They did it to outshine him. Amen?
Amen.
Matthew 12, 38 through 42. I'm sorry.
Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we will see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil, adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here.
Amen.
Amen.
What God is saying is God wants us to approach him with a lowly and contrite heart.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Sometimes we ask questions with the wrong heart.
Right.
And the wrong motives.
Right.
And when you do that, you're gonna get the wrong you're gonna get the wrong answer.
Right.
You have to train your attitude.
Amen.
To ask questions.
Jesus.
Walk in your boss's office and start talking smoke. What you did that for? Why you said this? Why you don't? You gonna get something. A pink slip. They're gonna say, I got some proof for you. Here you go. Go to the unemployment office. Using your attitude to demand proof. Who you think you is? Who they thought they was that God had to prove something to them?
Come Jesus. On now. Wow.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Come with a contrite heart. Yeah. A humble spirit. Yeah. Needing an honest answer because you in doubt. Not because you're trying to be a smart butt. He allows us to ask questions to share our faith. That should be your biggest reason for asking questions. Not just for yourself. When you find out the answer, what you gonna do with it? What you gonna do with it? You ain't invite nobody to church. You ain't minister. You ain't at the senior citizen all passing out no lunches. You ain't at the daycare reading a child a story who lost their parents or something. You ain't at the foster care system helping nobody. What is for? The motives of the heart.
Right.
Peter 3 and 15.
Amen.
He allows us to ask questions to share our faith. When we ask a question, we wanted to be able to share. The things you've been through and your answers and questions that you get is not just for you.
Amen.
Oh, I'm going to put this in my question and answer purse. Give me the key to my question and answer box. I need to know this. For what? Peter 3:15, sister, letting you know.
First Peter, okay. Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Be an answer for them. Mm-hmm. Most people use their testimonies. When people ask them about a question of faith, they use their testimony.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you ain't got no other answer, I'm telling you what the answer is. Use your testimony. Yes.
Amen.
Because you had to get through. And it exercised your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you win other people. Use your testimony.
Yes.
This is what God did for me.
Yes.
And if he did it for me, he could do it for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before we ask questions, we should remember that God is big enough for your toughest questions.
Mm-hmm.
Provided you ask them with an earnest desire to know. And to know him and to know the truth.
Amen.
Now guess what? Ask me some questions. I'm ready for your questions now. Drop all your cards on. I'm ready for your questions now.
This one. Y'all didn't get that good job.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
I got a question in front of my car.
Okay, all right.
Look,
she already got hers.
Yup.
Out the ball.
Now ask your questions.
Lord Jesus.
My first question is, if you don't have the gift of the Holy Ghost, are there other ways that God will unction you?
Yes. There are many ways that God will unction you. First of all, the gift of the Holy Ghost is something that you desire. And he gives the Holy Ghost to those that really need it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They got some people, they fight some true things.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Ghost is an edification. The speaking of tongues is edification for yourself. Because nobody else don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
But it's working on something on the inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's helping you to get through what you need to get through.
Okay.
It's power he putting on the inside for your fight.
Mm.
Extra wisdom. Extra knowledge. Extra fire. When the enemy come, you're going to feel something in you that's so different because you're going to have some extra strength. He said he left you and left a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. So when you go through stuff and God give you, I thank God that Sister Yvonne got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
In the last few couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for that.
Amen.
Because it's helping her to develop into the Christian that God want her to be. Because it depends on your calling at the time.
Mm-hmm.
What God got for you to do. Mm. You need some power out here.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
And some of the things we go through in life, we need God in it.
Yes.
You can try all you want to try to do it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Your flesh can't understand it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But see, when God begin to use the tongues on the inside of you and they begin to pour out, that's your edification, that God is your comfort.
Hey,
and he's on the inside working on the outside, getting them straight.
Okay. Amen.
That's
Amen.
A fight.
Amen.
You come in here and put this on you.
Amen.
I don't even know what I'm saying.
Mm.
So whatever God using to say, gonna deal with you.
Amen.
You know what he said.
Amen.
And you better back up.
Amen.
It's your power.
Mm.
When you think you just all out of strength, go to Psalm 91, talk about it. He gonna hide you under the shadows of his wings.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hey. He say, how he gonna hide you?
Mm-mm.
He say, he gonna hide you.
Yes.
And they got some enemies. be coming straight for you.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
They trying to kill you, destroy you, steal from you. And depending on what your assignment is in life, I'm telling you, don't be praying for nobody else's assignment.
You won't want not
to. Amen.
Don't be trying to drive that car in out of that lane. Because you don't know. I don't want that lane. Let me stay in the one I'm in. Because you don't know what that person got to suffer. Y'all better ask Job. Nobody don't understand that God got a plan. See, I keep going back to that message.
Because people don't understand that.
They're just looking at the person.
Right.
Come on now.
Next question. She got another one?
I
get them with the basket. Wait. So we can get them. Y'all got a rope? Nobody. You got your questions. You can have them out your mind. You want to just speak freely. It's fine.
Pastor, I got a scripture for her for the question that
okay.
she asked.
Yes, that's something. Yeah. Help me out.
In Ephesians chapter 5, starting at verse number 18, it says 18 and 19. Well, we can keep going, but it says, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves," verse 19, "in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord."
Amen.
So you know what she was asking. That answer you good.
Thank you.
Because she always singing and making melody.
Thank you, Pastor John. Amen.
God help different. Everybody got a different call.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Depending on what God got you doing.
Thank you, Jesus.
No man's gift is greater than another man's.
Come on now.
But the greatness on the inside of that man.
Thank you, Jesus.
So you should be great at the gift that God gave you.
Yes.
If you perfect the gift that God got in you, you gonna be perfected.
Hey,
glory.
Cause it's for you.
Hallelujah.
It don't belong to nobody else.
Yes.
Peace.
Jesus.
Stop trying to take my gift. Stop trying to steal from me and rob from me. Cause you thinking I'm getting some type of glory. No, I'm not. God getting the glory.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
have
mercy.
Before you go trying to cover somebody else's stuff, ask God what they had to go through to get it.
Jesus.
I bet you you'll put it back.
Jesus.
You'll look at that candy and be lying to people. Expired. They should have been took these red beans off the shelf because this ain't spine.
Glory, hallelujah.
Expired. You'll be like, I don't want that.
Amen.
I don't want that can of beans. Because when I open them, high glory.
Jesus.
I got to eat them.
Wow.
Oh.
Goodness gracious. Lord, have mercy.
Oh, Jesus.
You
depending on how I got to eat them,
Yeah.
I'm going to have to walk it out.
Yes.
And it could be a long walk.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I was told a long time ago that four rubber wheels be two rubber heels.
That's right.
I ain't walking that walk.
Jesus.
Let me tell y'all something about me. I love God, Jay. But one thing you ain't gonna get me to do is talk about another pastor.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
No, I ain't gonna worry about that.
No. I'm sorry. I can see them doing something they ain't got no business. But I'm shutting up. Because you know why I'm shutting up? Because God messing with the people. Somewhere, God saw fit enough for him to be standing there.
Come on.
Who am I? Maybe they did slip in the cracks. Mm-hmm. But I ain't the one to uncrack them.
Let's see. When Saul died and the man came and told David, oh, I killed him, David even said, who are you to touch God's anointed?
There you go.
Saul was doing wrong in the eyes of God. He was still anointed by God.
That's right.
And you got to watch who you put your mouth on.
That's right. You do. And the anointing ain't just pastors and preachers.
Come on.
He said, right, touch not my anointed.
Yes.
But don't do my prophets no more. Yes. You got to listen and read and dig deep in that stuff. Shh. Man, y'all can have that. I ain't talking about nobody preaching. Because I don't know what people doing. Mm-hmm. Y'all know Pastor so-and-so was running around with Sister Blue. Well, guess what? I don't care if yellow and blue make green. I'm out of here.
Right. I know that.
He can be yellow. She can be blue. Y'all can make a green baby. I'm gone.
Amen.
None of my business.
I know that's right.
I'm worried about what's in my own house.
Yes. Amen.
And the Bible said, for as me and my house, we're going to
say
the Lord.
Amen.
You do what you want to do.
Amen.
He gave me a place to worship. Yes. And I'm going to worship where I'm at. I don't care one person in here.
Amen.
This is where I'm going to be.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I'm telling you. Next question. Oh, God, hello. Give me.
I told y'all.
You're loaded. Okay. Somebody else get a chance. Give me somebody else. I'm a whole big dog. Yeah, baby, sweetie.
How do I grow my relationship with God?
Okay. Prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Prayer. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, baby. Prayer is the easiest thing to do, but the hardest thing to do. Because depending on what's coming against you, sometimes you just don't feel like it. You just figure it ain't gonna work. But you see how you get on the phone and you call your girlfriend? Say, girl, what's up? What's up? And you call her and y'all start spinning stuff and start talking about stuff. That's how you talk to God.
Amen.
He wants you to be. He already know who you are. He already know what your propensity is. Mm-hmm. He gave you the personality you got. He gave you the understanding you got. So guess what? However you talk to him, you can build your relationship with him.
Yes. Amen.
And guess what? You ain't got to call him on the phone. You ain't got to text him. You ain't got to mail him a letter. All you do is sit in your living room with your legs crossed, turn your TV off and say, look here, this how it's going down. Lord, I'm dealing with this. Mm-hmm. I need help. And your words say, look to the hills.
Yes.
For which come my help. Mm-hmm. Lord, you on the hill and I'm looking to you. Mm-hmm. I need you.
Yes.
I need you to help me. Mm-hmm. Be honest. And repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Some things I did, I knew I was doing, but some things, Lord, unknowingly I did. Mm-hmm. And I fell into a trap. Mm-hmm. The enemy tried to catch me up. Mm-hmm. But the devil is alive.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I want to pray for you before you leave today.
Amen.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Next question.
I want to give it a B part to that.
Give it a B. Give it a B.
The B part, because you once you get out of prayer, 1 Peter 2:2 says, as newborn babes desire what? The sincere milk of the word of God.
Yes.
So after you get out of prayer, make sure, because God answers you a lot of times even through his word.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if you get your daily diet of the word of God,
yes,
devotions,
yes,
you get a devotional that you attract or something, or something that you get even on your cell phone or whatever, that also grows
what
you
kind of
on
Bible
a daily
is?
Basis. Yeah.
King James.
Thank you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sister.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
things in this house to give to people.
Amen.
Amen.
That Bible been sitting there for months.
Come on.
Amen.
Now. Wow.
Amen.
Wow. Wow.
Jesus.
Yes.
It's just been sitting there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Ooh,
wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. When God move, we move.
Yes. That's amen. It. That's amen. It. That's it. Amen.
Man.
We here to serve.
Yes. Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Yes, we ain't here to be served.
Come on. Jesus.
Wow. Souls are important.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
We don't know what's going to happen when we leave out the front door.
That's right.
So while you got the opportunity to give a Bible away, to pray for somebody,
come on.
To speak with life into somebody,
yes,
speak.
Amen.
Do it.
Amen.
Give it. Amen. That's our job.
Yes, amen.
We ain't born for nothing else.
Mm-mm.
Get off it. We're not born for nothing else.
Mm-mm.
We born for the glory of God.
Yes.
Hey, glory of God. Let me tell you something. Me and Pastor Sean, not just relatives, no.
Mm-hmm.
We spiritual partners.
Amen.
We bounce back off each other. Mm-hmm. What I don't catch, he get. Mm-hmm. What he don't get, I catch.
Amen. Amen.
We been plantivity. Boom, mm-hmm. boom, boom. Help.
I'm sitting here just thinking. It come out your mouth. I'm sitting here.
Amen. Boom. Amen.
I said, God, you so good because you can have two leaders in the same place in harmony and unity.
Yes.
Nobody thinking they better than somebody. Right. Nobody in competition.
Nope.
But at the same time, bap, bap, bap.
Beat them up.
Amen.
I'm just with my mind on and it come right out of your mouth.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
What God be doing.
Yes.
That's me. We in the same body.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Before my leg fall off, he gonna know to put one back on.
Yeah. Amen.
That's the truth.
Amen. Amen.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
God is doing something.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He's so good.
Mm-hmm.
How can we not love him?
Mm.
All right, go back to missionary. She got all the questions.
Just two.
You already did two.
No. That was this is two.
Okay, go ahead. She trying to get two for one like they do at Chili.
Y'all will be relieved to know this is my final question, which
thank
is how do you know when God has your angel awaiting you before you get to your destination?
He ain't never left you.
Mm.
He rolled with you there.
Hey! Glory, hallelujah.
It's our job to dispatch him.
That's right.
Okay, you're in the house.
So when you get up in the morning, you say, Lord, let Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, whichever one you want.
Yes.
You can get all of them in the car with you.
Amen.
You ain't got to meet them there. They can be with you and they can all go together.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
He always with you.
Yes. Yes.
You just got to ask him.
Yes.
He dispatches them. Your lips dispatch your angels.
Yes.
You get up in the morning, you anoint yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Put that oil in on your head and say, Father God, I need Michael. See, my favorite is Jehu. Mm-hmm. I want Jehu with me everywhere I go, him and Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Raphael, I don't need you today. I can pass back and get you. Gabriel, I can use you later on.
Uh-huh.
But I need Jehu right now.
Uh-huh.
Because he be chopping heads off.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
taken with you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Don't never leave your angels.
Amen.
That's your protection. Mm. I know he protected me because sometimes cars, I be going down the street, cars do this around me, never touch me, and hit the next car. I'm in a house, a tree fall over on the neighbor's side. Jeez. And miss my house. Just all kind of stuff. Miracles, signs, and wonders.
Yes.
Look at your neighbor and say, you're a miracle.
You're a miracle. Miracle.
You don't think you're a miracle, but you're a miracle.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
All the stuff y'all been through, and nothing, and you still here?
Amen.
Sitting in God's house?
Lord yes. Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Don't be looking at me like that. I'm a miracle. Now y'all know why you're looking at me like that. I bet you're a freak them out. Sis, if you pass by me looking at you like this, and you said, you can look at me because I know I'm a miracle.
Amen.
They wouldn't know what to say.
Uh-huh.
Shut them up right now. Yeah, I'm a miracle.
Uh-huh. Amen.
I show him.
Amen.
And if I keep on living, I'm going to keep being one.
Amen. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Because every time I think my shine is dulling, he going to come and send me some iron and sharpen me.
Hey! Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, that's just who he is.
Yes.
That's just a part of your contract with him.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Jesus.
You heard me? You signed a sign. You signed the line. Say, I'm saved.
Yes.
That's your contract. That be part of your inheritance.
Yes.
Y'all forgot about y'all inheritance. Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Yo, he got a question for us. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to give you exactly what you just explained and broke down, Pastor. That's in Psalm 91, verses 11.
Yes,
12.
Yes.
For he shall give his angels charge over
thee
to keep thee in all thy ways.
Yes.
Verse 12, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now, y'all, let me tell y'all something. Y'all ain't pay attention to this, huh? Listen, y'all been going through Q&A your way for a while. And every time y'all have a question, I go in the Word to get y'all scripture.
Yes.
He
doing
it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yep. I ain't telling him to do that.
Amen.
That's going on in the step.
Jesus.
Amen.
He giving me the wisdom, and he backing it up with the scripture.
Yes.
To let you see.
Yes.
I ain't just making this up.
Come on now.
It's in the Bible.
Yes, amen.
It's in the Word.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God is a bad God.
Yes,
he
is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Man, I won't want to get in a fight with him. Go ahead. Give me another question. Oh, Jesus.
How to let go of guilt and shame that comes from the enemy if we haven't followed God's direction the first time, or have missed out on that initial direction he gave.
First of all, you stay. You don't move. The guilt in the past, you want to add to that?
I would say every time the enemy brings something to you, you repent. It don't matter if it's 1,000 times, because that's what he does. Guilt is there to keep, it's like a moral compass to God,
Amen.
Right? To let you know, like, okay, I messed up. It's a conviction. The enemy tries to get you to hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how many times it comes up. I repent, Lord. I repent from my heart and just keep doing it. That's how you're going to overcome it.
Amen.
The word
Amen.
Says God,
Amen.
He forgave you.
That's true. You stand, like she said, you repent. But the Bible also says there's no condemnation.
Hey, right. Glory. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
That when you ask God for forgiveness, which is repentance, mm-hmm. He throw it in the sea of forgetfulness.
Yes.
So actually, you're starting all over.
Yes.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yes. Every day.
Yes.
You might go to bed one way and wake up new the next day. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Yes. Yes. Mm.
You could be delivered just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Night ain't just at night. Not physical at night. At night could be right now.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You could look at your phone and you might have been in the dark. When you came in the door, you look at your phone, you're in the light when you go out.
Yes.
Guilt and shame is for other people. It ain't for you.
Amen.
Mm. It's to lay judgment to stop you in your tracks.
Mm.
When God audits your steps.
Mm.
There's not a person in the Word of God that didn't do nothing. Paul, oh Lord. Peter, oh Lord. David, oh boo, don't you think? If David was the king, you doing good, boo. David wasn't that nice. I don't think nobody should. Somebody better ask somebody.
Yeah,
you gonna stand on the roof and watch a woman get taking a bath and send for her and no G man.
Really, Dave?
You all out the wheel. And was serious.
Yes, yes.
Put some authority in that thing. Go get a knife. Mm. I'll be watching her. Go get a knife.
Lord.
And she was married. Jesus. And the cheeky part is, the man was over. The man she was married to was over his army.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. He's so crafty. He got the man killed so he could complete hell.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Then got the woman pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
David ain't nothing nice.
Mm-mm.
Ooh, Jesus.
And say, you gonna be my wife.
Mm.
David was crazy too, huh? David had some issues.
Yes, he did.
What? Are you serious? She said, but King David, I'm married. We gonna handle that. You just gonna do that thing. We gonna handle that. You ain't gonna be married tomorrow. I'm gonna take care of that for you. Now, who should have been any shame?
Jesus.
God threw it away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna tell you something. Even through your transformation, you ain't perfect. And you might still fall short of God's glory, but that don't mean the glory ain't on you.
Amen. Mm. Amen.
You heard me? It is what it is.
Uh-huh.
God know every struggle. God know everything. And he knows how you feel about it. And your heart is what he judge.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I don't want to. Why? What is that scripture finding for me? Where the one says, it's the sin in me that keeps sin. What is that? I try to do good, but every time I try to do good, sin is set before me.
Romans 7.
Where is that? Where is that? Somebody get it, please. Hurry.
Romans 7 or Romans 8.
That's the one God giving me right now.
Romans 7 right here. And starting at verse number, you can start at verse number 14, starting verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin.
Mm-hmm.
For that which I do, I allow not. But what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. Okay, keep going. If then I do that which is I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Verse 17, now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Mm-hmm. You keep on going. You is that the one you're looking for?
Yep, that's it. Okay. That's it right there. God already know. What church says, administrator?
So the trouble is not with the law, for it is spiritual and good. The trouble is with me, for I am all too human, a slave to sin. I don't really understand myself, for what I want to do is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. But if I know that what I'm doing is wrong, this shows that I agree that the law is good. So I'm not the one doing wrong. It is the sin that's living in me.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Did you get it? We born from sin. Mm-hmm. Shaping in iniquity. Mm-hmm. We not perfect. We strive for perfection. Mm-hmm. Don't stop trying.
Right.
Even though you know you ain't going to be perfect. You understand me?
Yes.
But don't stop trying. Don't stop. Because he said, it's the sin that I hate. Mm-hmm. I know the law. I know I ain't supposed to do it. Mm-hmm. But why did I do it? Mm-hmm. Knucklehead. It's me. Mm-hmm. Standing in the need of prayer.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Come on.
Not my mama. Not my sister. Uh-huh. Not my brother. Uh-huh. Oh, Lord. But it's me.
Yes.
Jesus.
I'm my worst enemy.
Yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
The enemy is in the me.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Thank you. What is that song that lady said, Deandra? What is her name? What she sing about?
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Pastor, yeah.
And she, Deandra something, and she sings this song about, Lord, deliver me.
Yes.
From me.
Yes.
Right. Oh, Lord. Deliver me, uh-huh. Cause all I do is seem to hurt me. Uh-huh. We hurt ourselves.
Yep.
Jesus.
You feel like you're backed up when you hurt yourself or you do something you don't have no business, but you're right where God wants you to be. Uh-huh. Cause in your backup, God was married to you. In your mess up, he come to clean up.
Amen.
Because you wouldn't have realized you was messed up and you had something to clean up unless you messed up.
Amen.
Hello. Amen. I can't say that no more.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
You're like, man, I
was talking to somebody this week and I was telling them that when we pray and we're asking God to remove stuff, like let's say you have an anger problem. And you're asking God to remove the anger from you, mm-hmm. and you keep getting angry. That's him pulling it out. Mm-hmm. So you're going to face certain things, and you got to, just as we want people to be patient with us, you got to be patient with yourself, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let God do what he's doing. But just know, whatever you're asking for God to remove, he's going to bring it to the surface for you to face it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. He is.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. And whatever pot you in, I'm about to say every pot you eat in, pour it out. Find your wonder. Y'all praying for me?
Yes.
Please keep doing it. Don't stop. Because I'm telling you, it'd be rough. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We not perfect. Look at your neighbor and say, I ain't perfect.
I ain't perfect.
Uh-uh. No. We strive every day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To be perfect.
Yes.
We're not. Any more questions? We go about it. Any more questions? Because see, when I'm finished with the questions, that's going to end the service. Y'all questions. So if you're ready to go, don't ask no more. If you still want to be there, give me another one. Amen.
Can a Christian still go through deliverance after being baptized?
Yes. You constantly going through deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because you constantly repenting. Mm-hmm. You never stop going through deliverance. Because you're an overcomer every day of something new. Because he take you from what? Glory to glory.
Yes.
You don't never stay right here. You keep going. And in order to keep going, you got to keep being delivered from stuff. Mm-hmm. It don't stop. Y'all sitting here looking at y'all pastor, you think I'm delivered from everything? No. God's still working on me. Now, don't be looking at me like that. Like, look at her. God's still working on her. Mm-mm. She in the pulpit. He sure is. And I'ma say, he's still working on me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen, Pastor Sean.
Amen. Same text. You just got to keep reading. If you go down to verse number 23, mm-hmm. and you start there, he says, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind,
mm.
and bringing me into captivity
mm.
to the law of sin which is in my members.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24, O wretched man that I am, who shall what? Deliver me, from the body of this death.
Amen.
You're talking about a spiritual death.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So just because a person, wow, you can be saved, but still need deliverance.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Even though saved means to deliver.
Yes, God.
But that means you have been delivered, amen, glory to God, from the penalty of sin.
Okay. Hey, go.
All right. All right.
But when you mm-hmm. have a condition, meaning that the Bible says in Philippians 2 and verse what, number 13, to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Yes.
Working out means every day there's something that you need to change.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yes.
here, Paul is saying, even where he was, being one of the most prolific writers, spoke 14 different languages fluently, amen, covering so many churches, but
amen,
at the same
amen.
Time, he said, I got another law
yes.
in my members
yes.
going against the law of my
yes.
mind.
Yes.
That's why he said in the beginning, I know to do good, you know what I'm saying, but I find not. In other words, that's what he was saying. He said, I have a wrestling match here. So here he says, who shall deliver me? Only person can deliver you is God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Man can't do it.
Amen.
That's right.
Even though he was who he was,
mm-hmm.
even at that level,
mm-hmm.
he had something that, of course, he went to God three times. Remember, take mm-hmm. away the thorn in his flesh.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But God said, I ain't gonna take the thorn away. The thorn is there to buffet you.
Yes. That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's to keep you humble.
Yes.
Yes.
He said, lest I be exalted above measure.
Okay.
He said there was given a thorn,
from,
what a thorn, a messenger of Satan.
Amen.
He said to what? To buffet you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to have, God has to keep
have something
there
to keep you
that
humble.
Will agitate right. you.
Yes.
Because you'll say, if I got everything right, mm-hmm. now I'm going to look down on people.
Right? Yes.
All right.
Hey, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to think I'm better than somebody.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now I'm
going to
have
yes.
a judgmental spirit.
Right. Yes, yes, yes.
So what I got to do is keep them with something that they got to keep running to me.
Yes.
I ain't going to remove it, but I'm going to let you know my grace is sufficient.
That's right.
So as long as you keep coming back to me, then you'll be all right.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I got one for he gave me black eyes just now. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Tag man.
Amen.
Come y'all.
Amen.
That's how you be doing.
Tango and cash.
Amen. God is a bad God.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Any more questions?
Amen. Amen.
Go be working. Go. Don't be jealous. That's how we operate. My boy right there. He been my boy for a long time, though,
amen.
Y'all.
Amen.
Over 30 years now. Yes, indeed.
Amen.
He said he remember her first prayer for her. Long years ago.
Amen.
Amen. That's season. That's some seasoning.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. That's some seasoning. Amen.
Amen.
That's all the questions. Amen. And if that be all the questions, Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for every question.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for every answer. We thank you for the fellowship. We thank you for coming into your house, gathered in your name, God. We thank you, God, for every soul, God, that was here today. Every soul that's a part of us. Every soul that's not a part of us and want to be a part of us. Every soul, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that's making their way to us.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. As we leave this place, but we're going to pray for this young lady, but never from your presence.